As children, our expectations and hope of each Christmas day were incredibly high. Counting down the days through the Advent calendar, the excitement would become almost uncontrollable. Waiting for the delivery of the Christmas stocking, bulging full of various and many presents, and eagerly looking forward to unwrap each one, even the orange hidden deep inside. Hoping that that special, always wanted gift would somehow miraculously appear under the Christmas tree this year. Looking forward to eating sweets, turkey, roast potatoes, Christmas pudding and Christmas cake, and pulling Christmas crackers together, expecting to wake up early and open back the curtains to discover a familiar scene transformed by snow, white, crisp, and even. I must confess that my expectations have waned over the years. I no longer expect a stocking and that special gift, well, that never did arrive. My expectation of Christmas eating is that I normally eat too much and will need to go on another emergency diet in the new year. And of course, we all know that it never snows on Christmas Day. So why should this year be any different? But this is the danger of Christmas. As the years pass, our expectations, hopes, and dreams begin to diminish and can even turn into Christmas grumpiness and misery. These considerations make me stop and wonder what the expectations were like for those who were part of that very first Christmas. Zechariah, Mary, and the shepherds enter the story with no expectation whatsoever, but discover that they, in becoming part of history of the birth of Jesus, receive much, much more than they ever imagined. You see, the day that Gabriel visited Zechariah was indeed a remarkable day. Zechariah had been chosen to enter into the holies of holies, a task that normal priests would normally not have the honor of doing. And this would be a day that he would never forget. But this was a day that God had planned a long time ago to remind Zechariah that he never forgets. As Zechariah undertakes the task set before him, the archangel Gabriel appears before him, reminding him of a prayer that he had long forgotten, a prayer that he and Elizabeth might have a child. Zechariah and Elizabeth had long forgotten that once they hoped and dreamed for a child. Their prayer had become a long and distant memory, a burden of pain that they carried with them for many years, which had just become part of their lives. The shame, the disappointment, the regret of something that had become part of them, and they had learned how to live faithfully with their unanswered prayer. Time had passed them by, and it was obvious that it was not the will of God that Elizabeth would bear a child. But God had not ignored or forgotten their prayer. I wonder how many of us are disappointed with God. Perhaps we had hopes, dreams, expectations, or prayers that we believe might take place. But sadly, as the years have passed, they have diminished and faded, or even turned into disappointment, or even regret and remorse. Our forgotten prayers have become part of the scars of our lives that we bear and we've gotten used to carrying with all the disappointments and sadness. Zechariah and Elizabeth learned that that very Christmas that God never loses a prayer. This doesn't mean God always gives us our desires, but what we can be certain of is that God does not ignore us. Maybe we ought to raise our expectations this Christmas. In the coming of Jesus, all prayers are answered. Of course, it may not be the answer we expected, but in the Christ child, the very best answers to our prayers are given, because in him, the fullness of all God's love is seen and known. while Zachariah and Elizabeth were at the stage of their lives where prayers long ago had either been forgotten or faded into the distance, Mary is in a completely different place. She is a young girl, possibly just 13 to 14 years of age. She has very little experience, and her own expectation would have been to look forward to her future marriage to a man called Joseph. She has no education and will shortly be passed from the home of her father into the home of her new husband, where she will serve within that household as a good and faithful Jewish wife, unseen and unknown. And yet God had a very different view and a different plan for her life. From her lowly position, she would be raised up to be the mother of the Son of God and be known and spoken about for eternity as Mary, the mother of Jesus. One of the greatest gifts to our lives that many of us long for is the gift of purpose. Purpose gives us a reason for living. When purpose is removed, people become lost, confused, and directionless. We see this time and time again when people are made redundant from their paid work or even when they retire. It's not so much that they miss the work, but they miss the purpose of which that work once offered. Mary lived at a time when the expectation of purpose on young girls was very low. So low that the culture wouldn't include them in any education, and they held no significance or influence in society. Yet God, through Mary, breaks this cultural mold. Many this Christmas will feel downtrodden, not included, deprived, lowly. And in the scheme of God's great Christmas event, something amazing is offered. Lowly people are raised up. People lacking purpose are offered a real purpose. People who have no direction are given a wonderful path to walk. There is always employment and purpose within Christ's kingdom for those who, like Mary, are prepared to humble themselves to the will of God and declare, "I am the Lord's servant." With the coming of Jesus, everyone is invited into his story. There may have been no room for Mary and Joseph at the inn, but there is plenty of room in the kingdom of God for everyone. Even today, people are still discovering that in Jesus there is a reason and a purpose to live. Each and every one of us are called to be part of this incredible story that continues in our lives as we become part of his story, his movement, his community, his church. The choir are going to come and bring their second. Well, the shepherds have always caused an element of humour within the nativity story. We imagine the confused shepherds frozen in fear, hardly comprehending the message that the angels brought to them, bumping into each other and falling over each other as they rushed to Bethlehem to see the baby that was laid in a manger. Why the shepherds were included in this story is anyone's guess. The shepherds were insignificant, irreligious, outsiders. In these biblical times, working amongst the animals was seen as a role for the lowest, if not the underclass. Yet for some unknown reason, God decided that these outsiders would be a key part of the Christmas story and the infamous nativity scene. If I were to offer you a real gift this Christmas that would make a difference to your whole life, I wonder what you would ask for. It seems that material things don't seem to last as much as we hoped. They get broken or overused, lost, or we just get bored with them. I suggest to you that most of us feel that we're just normal, insignificant people, but would love our lives to have some real sense of significance. Well, God is in the business of raising up the poor, the needy, the outcast, the normal person, and making them part of his story. To long that your life was of some kind of value is worth hoping and wishing for. We feel worthwhile when we make a contribution or make a difference, when we're included in history and not just forgotten. And God is in the business of turning insignificant people into people of significance, of remembering forgotten people and making them remembered people, of including people who were on the outside of the picture and placing them right into the picture. Now let's be careful here, for significance can never remain on its own, but must always sit alongside servanthood and humility. But let's also be encouraged that our lives can be worthwhile, full of purpose and full of reason. With the coming of Jesus, life can be changed. This true and wonderful gift can impact our lives, transforming us into the future. And so, in the people of Zechariah, Mary, and the shepherds, we encounter individuals who expected very little on that very first Christmas night, but received much, much more. Forgotten prayers were answered. Lowly people were given purpose and high tasks. And insignificant outsiders are drawn into the center and given a place of righteous importance. These are gifts that cannot be wrapped and placed under a tree, but they are gifts that God offers to each and every person who will come and receive his greatest gift, the gift of his own dear Son. Peter is going to come and lead us in prayer.